radio adventure. Get even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we are. And Larry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but please feel free to complete your sentence before I go on and start taking calls.
Well, you know, and Rick, you've got a schedule, so if I step on your commercials, I do not mean to. As a matter of fact, I'm honored to be, you know, a guy named James Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Ask him about me.
Sure. Sure. No, I have confidence, total confidence in you, and I'm trying to just...
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can now, yes.
All right. I have all confidence in you and others as well. Not all others, obviously, but certainly many others who've been there, done that, and at this stage of the game really have nothing to gain, but... You were talking about all these attempts and all of the sabotage and connections and to Hillary and her father and Rostenkowski. But let me ask you this now, and after this, I will in the next segment take the calls from our listeners. As far as your whole case story and what has happened to you, has it naturally taken a toll on your health? I know you haven't been well, have you, in other words?
No.
Now, is that the result of all of this falling upon your shoulders and maybe some other unforeseen problems? Or do you think there is a slow attempt to try to get rid of you?
Now, Rick, I don't know.
You don't know the answer.
The only thing I can tell you, the only things I will tell you, in deference to you and to your audience, are the things I can prove in a court of law.
Mm-hmm.
It has not certainly helped me to any degree. I had military-grade anthrax poison. I guess you could say maybe I stood too close to a head of lettuce for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I can't blame people for things that I can't prove.
Right.
And the other thing that I would not do, people say, well, why don't you talk more about the things that have happened to you? Because it's so easy for people to say, well, oh, God, I won't tell anything because I wouldn't want that to happen to me. And all of a sudden, people become afraid. And we can't be afraid.
Sure, sure.
You know, look at you doing your program. First off, you noticed I've not asked you or your audience. I have nothing to sell. I'm not here hustling a book. But it costs. It costs to stand up for something you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't do it, if you don't do your program, then who will?
Yes, indeed.
And what happens, Rick, if the next guy says, well, boy, I'd love to do what Rick did, but God, I'd hate to have bad things maybe happen to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of fear, definitely a lot of fear in the world today.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. And fear is a means of control. There is no question about that either. But let me do this. I'd like to ask you: did you get involved in a situation where you had to defend yourself in a shootout? Because people have asked me to ask you questions such as that.
A lot of times.
Yeah, a lot of times, huh? All right. Here's the break. Let's take the break. We'll come back. We'll continue. We'll take calls, and we have Jack McLam on the line. First up, our number is 800-313-9443 to get on the lines with our guest, Larry Nichols. And Bill Clinton is welcome to call. We'll take him, too. 800-313-9443.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we're back now, and, well, you know, we're jumping all over, and we haven't really got the time. I could spend hours and maybe days just, you know, talking to you, Larry, but I didn't realize that that on the line, of course, we've had Jack McLem waiting, but he wanted to come on and also be on the program with you. So we're going to let him come on now, Jack, and stay with us if he can right up until the end of the program. Hi, Jack.
Hello there, Brother Rick. My goodness, I'm honored.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were intended to come on with him throughout the whole program, but that's fine because I know you have a good relationship.
Larry and I talked today, and he asked me to come on for a little bit tonight while he was on.
Well, that's fine. You have the rest of the show with
him. You guys, Larry is a personal hero of mine for many, many years.
Yes.
As a police officer in the 6th largest city of the United States, Phoenix, Arizona, Larry stood out as a great American, and he's always been that way. Very honest. We checked him out every way from Sunday and couldn't find anything he was saying that was wrong. And I led a team of 12 officers from 9 different states to Arkansas in 87 to investigate the execution of a sheriff down there by federal officers and a federal fugitive named Gordon Call.
And
had to go back 5 times myself on my own time to try to get in to see Governor Hillary and Bill. and they wouldn't let me in. We had all the evidence to prove that these two guys were executed, and the head medical examiner for Bill Clinton was Dr. Fahmy Malik, as you know, and he had covered up these two executions and said that Gordon Call and Sheriff Dean Matthews had had a face-to-face shootout and killed each other. Well, I read the autopsy report, and both these guys were shot in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So I led a team of 12 officers over there, and I ran into the Clinton Mafia, where the whole state was shut down. I was able to get on the news and tell about why we were there and some of the things we had found, but that was it. Everything was closed to us, except I did get an interview with Dr. Fahmy Malik and sat a foot away from him with my hand on his knee, looking him in the eyes as I told him we had the goods on him and that he was covering up murders. And he had his boss sitting beside him, telling him to keep his mouth shut from the medical lab there, the Clinton Medical Lab,
mm-hmm.
in the state of Arkansas. And so I know Larry Nichols and have known him to be a great American hero, and I'm just proud to know you, Rick, for what you do on your program for a number of years now, and I'm very honored to be on. But I want to tell you something. That I asked Larry today that we've got to get his tapes out again, the Clinton Chronicles 1 and 2. We've mm-hmm. got to get them out again. We've got to get the ball rolling again for the American people to know what kind of a person this Hitlery is that may become president. Because she was in charge.
Yeah.
It was my belief that she was in charge of the Clinton Mafia in Arkansas.
I have no doubt about that.
She was the intelligent one, and she was the one that wore the pants in the family. Bills were usually down around his knees.
Yes.
But she wore the pants, and
his
he was a gangster in Arkansas along with Bill. And so with that said, I'll shut up. And
I'm happy to have you aboard, Jack. And, of course, for those who don't know, Jack has his own program here on RBN, don't you, Jack?
Yes, on Sundays, matter of fact, 10 to 12 Pacific time. Uh-huh,
well,
on RBM.
It's a wonderful show.
Yeah, I enjoy it. You know, and Rick, I enjoy your programs too. I don't think there's anybody better than you on your show to inform the American people, and I'm just honored to be on your show tonight for a few minutes.
Bless you, and bless our guest as well. But, you know, there's, like I said before, it's so much to talk about. It's almost impossible to find a starting place.
Sure.
And all I'd like to do is just touch a few highlights, and we're going to take some calls in a few moments. I just want to ask one more question of Larry, and that has to do with a name of some individual that has come up, and that name was Susan Coleman. You're familiar with her, right?
Did you say Susan Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I remember her well.
What happened to her?
Well, she was pregnant with Bill Clinton's baby.
Uh-huh.
And somehow she went to Dallas to get rid of her, to get her away from here. And she shot herself in the stomach with a 30-inch Remington 1100 shotgun.
Jeez.
That's pretty, I don't know, is that pretty easy to do? I don't think so, Jack. You know.
Well, I can tell you from FBI stats, as being the intelligence officer for the Phoenix Police Department for a number of years,
yes.
That FBI stats show you that one in 500,000 women, when they're going to commit suicide, use a weapon, a firearm. And that's one in 500,000. So it's very unlikely. Every time we'd find a woman that was shot with a firearm or shot herself with a firearm, we always found out she didn't do it. Somebody else killed her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very suspicious when I hear that, because I've worked on a lot of homicides.
And I'll bet that somebody else was usually the boyfriend or the impregnator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that might answer that question.
Yeah, one of the reasons, Rick, that I did ask Jack to come on is because I knew he was on your network.
Yeah.
And as much as I honor and respect Jack, I would honor him and respect him less if he would dare come on represent anything to you or to this audience about me. That, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. That's all we got to start doing, all of us. Let's just all start telling the truth. None of us are without warts.
Well, brother, I've known you a long time, and I can't find any fault with you, Larry. I do know that we're all sinners and come short of the glory of God. That's what the Bible says, and I'm a sinner too. But I just don't know where you've ever been, ever told a lie. I've never found it. Everything you've said has been straight up. Our investigations have shown that. And, brother, we've got to get your tapes back out there, the Clinton Chronicles, again, because we need to be sure that Hitler, he doesn't become the president of the United States.
And, by the way, Rick.
Yes, I'm listening.
Never got a dime for one Clinton Chronicles ever sold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Jack has access to some and can get them out, I would suggest y'all get them. Because I'm telling you, you know, Rick, we could sit here, as you say, for hours, days.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Where you can sit back and watch
mm-hmm.
that documentary.
Sure.
And it will at least bring you to the understanding of who these people are. You might say, well, that's who they were. Not when you know who they were. When you know who they were, then you know who and what they are.
That's right, yes.
Well, you know, I had, when I first encountered the names of Bill and Hillary Clinton, when they were on the campaign trail, I really had no idea who they were. But I instinctively, based on what I had been reading about them and what they stood for, I had a very bad feeling in my bosom. And quite honestly, I did fear her more than him. And I don't know why I did, but it instinctively came to me that she is one dangerous woman, and she is one wicked woman, and this woman will do anything to get to the top. I mean, that's the impression that I had of this woman. Then I started looking at her relationships in my own neck of the woods, and his relationship, Bill, with Brown University and with Ira Magaziner, who you probably have heard of, and the Greenhouse Compact and what they had planned for the socialization of the healthcare system in America. So I realized just right then and there we were going to be dealing with some pretty, pretty sadistic and evil people who would do anything to get to the top. And so I'm not surprised, no matter what you can tell me tonight, I wouldn't be surprised at all, Larry.
Well, and let me ask you this, Rick. Going back to presidents during times of war, show me any administration withstanding as Jack knows the Clintons as governor. I mean, this place was the Wild West. But show me the number of people that died during the Clinton administration close to associates of the Clintons and compare that to any other administration.
It's pretty hard to find.
Fosters. I'm talking about all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Yes.
I can't. As bad as these presidents have been in the past, you know, from FDR onward or Wilson onward, I can't think of that many that we can document at all, or even come up with a list. But
yeah.
There's no question that you know, we seem to have this marriage, if you will, the Clintons and the Bushes. And Jack, I know that you have gotten this question. You've talked about it too, and question always comes up about this change of the torch, you know, this
mm-hmm.
passing on
right.
of the torch.
Yeah.
And Kerry virtually relinquished the whole election to Bush once again. And then we see, after Bill, hey, we're going to have Hillary now. And it's just a revolving door of royalties here.
And it's interesting, too, that the Bush crime family supporting Hillary, you know, isn't that interesting?
Right. It certainly
yeah.
does.
Uh-huh.
All right. We have the break. So rather than continue, we'll do this. Take our 3-minute break, and both of you will be on the line. We'll take our calls right now when we return with more Uncensored Radio Free America right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, Jack McLam, and Larry Nichols, my guests.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now with Jack McLam and Larry Nichols, and we're going to see if we can take some phone calls. Are you ready, gentlemen?
That's fine with me.
Okay.
You bet. I'm good to go.
You're good to go, Larry?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, then. Let's go. All right. 800-313-9443 is the number. And let me start off with, let's see, we have Dan in Ohio. Hello, Dan. You're on the air with him.
How you doing, Rick?
Fine.
Hey, I've been listening here for the last 20 minutes, and I'd like to thank your guests for courageously, you know, coming forward and, you know, telling the truth that needs to be told.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm certain that, you know, as I've been fighting a good fight here as well, here in Newton Falls, Ohio, I'm not about to give up the ship. And there's, you know, I just see, you know, that, you know, I'm very encouraged, you know, by the what's going on here in this country, you know. I see that the Patriot movement is growing, and people are continuing to be educated, as knowledge is power. And, you know, I pray for guidance on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I'm praying for these leaders in Washington D.C., which you know, they have certain ideologies I don't agree with, but I believe they're misguided. That's the word that I like to use. And you know, and I've been studying the writings of a Chinese general Sun Tzu, 500
yes.
BC,
mm-hmm.
The Art of Warfare.
Right.
Now, Sun Tzu of BC said the supreme art of warfare is to subdue your enemy without fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And he also said it's keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Yeah,
that's true.
And so and actually I kind of see some sign of this you know, and the you know, what's the conflict in the Middle East is saying we should go talk to the president of Iran. That's not a bad strategy.
No.
According to Sun Tzu.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you have to realize that the real enemies are not outside the tent. They're inside the tent already.
Well, of course we have domestic enemies, and mm-hmm. I think there's a growing number of military veterans, including myself and mm-hmm. other high-ranking military officers who realize this.
That's right. Absolutely.
And you know, and I took an oath of office, you know, took an oath, very serious oath. It did not, end when I became a civilian, to, you know, defend and protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Mm-hmm.
And domestic isn't a domestic enemy is simply someone who refuses to make the right decision.
Well, now, having said that, do you have a specific question for our guests?
I think we're pretty well aware of what the problem is and where we're going. I think we need to, I also think we need to remain solution-oriented. So,
Yeah.
If it's not too late, how can we take our country back?
Well, that's the question. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me answer you this way. You being mm-hmm. from Ohio, remember you had a man named Mike DeWine?
Right.
He was unbeatable, was he not? I mean, he was Mike DeWine.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We went into that state, and we did one thing that's just unheard of. We told the truth. And we told people that he was not, just because he was a Republican, he was not undefeatable, as long as the people. You see, the thing we've all got to learn, the system says that all the lobbyists, and Jack and Jim, don't let me hog everything, but the system that we operate under now with all the lobbyists is all you got to do is give enough money, and then you'll be able to buy enough ads, and no matter what you do for us, even if it's against your own people, we'll be able to give you enough money so you can buy enough ads to lie about it, and they'll forget about it. Well, y'all remember this. No matter how much money the lobbyists have, they cannot buy your vote if you're not willing to sell it.
That's right.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. That pretty much does. It's we still got the vote.
And the truth will out.
I think we've proven that we can vote people in and out of office.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important also. At least I got some thank you letters from a particular lady who I sent her what's called America's Political Spectrum.
Yeah.
And as far as, it's like, you know, we have a pendulum in this country that swings right and it swings left. And you got right-wing extremists and you got left-wing extremists. You start to put all the political labels, you know, progressive, neoconservative, so on and so forth, you can kind of use that as a voting guide.
Sure. Thank you very much, Dan, for your call. Appreciate it. And we're going to be right back in 3 minutes with more calls just ahead for our guests. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And we are back now with our gentleman here, Larry Nichols. And Larry, of course, is here tonight talking about his departure from the Clinton administration in Arkansas and what happened since, and of course the dope, literally and figuratively, that Larry has on the Clintons, and how he's had quite an existence in his time, and he's not been well. He's had his problems, his setbacks, and attacks and attempts on his life. And Jack McLam, of course, is with him tonight from RBN, and they go back quite a while. So I'm very happy to have you both here tonight. And if you're ready, we'll take some more calls, okay,
well,
gentlemen?
And Jim, to the last caller.
Yeah.
There is one thing that I would like to say, and by the way, once again, I get
sure.
nothing for this.
Mm-hmm.
But your last caller was right. You know, some many times to the left we go too far. Sometimes we go to the right too far. And all too often it's too easy to buy into conspiracies, things that are not necessarily true either way. Now, Jack puts out a publication called Aid and Abet.
Mm-hmm.
And I would at least challenge you all to at least get a copy of it. At least there, I've always known Jack to be nuts up and to tell the truth. That's just yes. What we got to do, the truth.
Now, the truth is going to defeat the... You're going to defeat the lie. It always does in the end. So
certainly does.
Can't compromise. And Jack, I know, has never compromised. He's always been, right there when you need him, and always been perfectly straightforward, doesn't mince any words. And that's why we have a good program here tonight, and we have to do this more often now for obvious reasons, with the time being so short. Let's take another call. Let me take Don. Now in Ohio as well. Hello, Don. You're on the program.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Larry, and also Jack. I had the pleasure of meeting Jack on a prayer meeting a couple of months ago.
Hmm.
I met Larry via his Clinton Chronicles. So, Rick, I've been on your show a couple of times. At the
I
college.
Certainly remember all the calls, yes.
I've got a couple of quick comments to make and throw the question out to whoever wants to field it. But in listening to all of this, and I'm inclined to agree with what Larry is talking about, and Jack, and you also, Rick, we have been given the most decadent leadership over the past couple of decades that could be imagined by mankind. And these people have been intentionally selected by those that pull the strings. And I think we should look at the Bilderbergers and the fact that they decide who they want the president to be, regardless of how we vote. I don't want to discourage anyone from voting, but we know about the corruption in the electronic machine.
I was going to bring that up when we talked about voting, yes.
Yes, and I wanted to throw out a few names and some circumstances and see if I could get some comments.
Sure.
Bill Clinton has been known to praise the writings and the teachings of Carol Quigley, his college professor, who... Mm-hmm. Is a supporter of Leninist propaganda, and I read Hillary's term paper from Wellesley College, and she seems to fall into the same category. They have sided with the Bushes, obviously through the drug trade and their associations with the Bilderbergers and the communists and the Nazis throughout history, throughout their so-called royal blood in this country, which mm-hmm. is fraudulent. I've written about that, as Rick knows. And they have currently a relationship with the CFR, which is being funded through the Hurricane Katrina Fund. Both Bush and Clinton posed for the cameras. We know the publicity is carried by Kissinger-McLarty Associates. And there's your connection to the CFR. Their attorney firm, their law firm that does the legal work for the Hurricane Katrina Fund, is in Dallas, Texas. And one of the partners, Strauss, is the former ambassador to Russia under the Carter administration. So these connections crisscross. From mm-hmm. administration to
sure.
administration. We've got the same situation with Dick Cheney. The JFK Jr. assassination is little talked about these days,
mm-hmm.
yet he was a threat both to Hillary running for the New York Senate as well as against W running for president. And I would assume that both parties were somehow involved in that assassination, and the evidence strongly points to that. And
well, let me stop here and ask both of you gentlemen, how do you feel about that that thesis that's been put forth about John? John Jr.
Well, you know, Jack, I'll go first. You know, folks, the only things that I can talk about on the air are things that I can prove in a court of law.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I would hope that I will get to be challenged in a court of law to prove them. And if I can't, then I can be put in jail for criminal libel, criminal slander. As all of these things that he mentioned certainly have that edge to them, that connection. I do not disclaim them because I can't. But at the same time, I cannot back them because it's something I cannot prove in court.
Now, what do you think, Jack?
Well, we've heard about this John Jr.
Mm-hmm.
death for years now.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the best detectives I know across the country have told me that they're looking into it just at arm's length. They believe that it was an assassination. Now, I haven't done that. I've worked 12, 14 hours a day as a volunteer with our police and soldiers through our two police and military associations here, and I haven't had time to do it. But I've heard over the years that John Jr., that was an assassination, and that Hillary and Bush were involved because he threatened both of them. And, of course, I've heard for years, too, that Bush was involved in the Kennedy assassination of President Kennedy, and seen material come across my desk from time to time pointing that direction. But I don't know these things for sure either, so I'm just putting out what I've heard over the years, but I've not done an investigation myself, so I cannot substantiate these things. But very, very strange that... Jack Kennedy and then Bobby Kennedy and then his son die in about the time that John Jr. is becoming a threat to the power elite that has been so much a part of running this country into this Antichrist world government system.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't have the proof to say for sure. Someday
we'll know for sure, though, won't we? Don, we're pressed for time, but did you want to raise another point quickly before we have to take other calls?
Peter Paul in California recently put out a video with a recording of Hillary thanking him for a $1 million contribution to her campaign fund.
Wow.
This is something that certainly could be brought up and investigated. You can see it online. I don't have the web address in front of me, but if you Google Peter Paul, he claimed that contribution was basically just to get Bill Clinton as a front man for his business in terms of public relations. He just wanted to use him to his business advantage. And she flat out thanks him. It's on video with the audio going in the background, her speaking over a speakerphone. You can clearly hear her admitting that she received this money.
Very interesting. All right, Don, thank you for your points. We don't have time to pursue other questions, but they are certainly worthy to be discussed and thought about. And I wanted to do a program. I don't think we'll have time before Thanksgiving, but I wanted to get a program on the Kennedy assassination last year and didn't, and I was thinking of doing it this year, John F. Kennedy, both sides, because, as you know, there have been a number of books recently, a few of them, that have come out that have absolutely, tried to make mincemeat out of all of the conjecture and all of the evidence to suggest that the Warren Commission was indeed a cover-up and that Kennedy was indeed assassinated, not by Lee Harvey Oswald either. So there are people who are paid big bucks. There are people who are making big bucks to put out books that purport to show that it was all just that single bullet theory, and you have nothing to think about other than that. And I'd like to have the two sides go at it.
Yeah, and Rick, let's not forget something. The person that came up with the single magic bullet theory mm-hmm. was none other than Arlen Specter.
Yes.
Now, Arlen Specter, for those of you that don't remember, also happened to have been the magical vote
mm-hmm.
during Clinton's impeachment, during the
mm-hmm.
trial, that abstained. Had he not have abstained, Bill Clinton would have been found guilty and impeached.
There are too many coincidences for comfort.
I'm sorry?
Too many coincidences for comfort.
There are a bunch of them. And what we used to do in Arkansas, and Jack remembers this, the best thing you could do in many cases when it came to an Arkansas, which is somebody dying a mysterious death, shooting themselves in the back of the head five times.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Generally, the best you could do would be to say, okay, this person died, who benefited? Knowing what we know now about Hillary running for the Senate in New York, it being the launching pad for her running for president, and having basically an unchallenged contest, you know, you find that his death was certainly fortuitous for them. So it's worth the question in earnest.
Sure is. We will continue to pursue it. Jack, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Well, not to that, but I still want to get an answer to my question. We have to, Rick and Larry, somehow, and I don't, our two police and military associations here have passed your tape, Clinton Chronicles, around so much it's disappeared, so I don't have a copy, but we've got to get together some way and fund getting thousands of copies of that back out again at this time. That's what I feel. It's going to defeat Hitlery if we can get those films back out again, but I don't know how to do it because I don't even have a copy. But maybe you do, Larry. And
well, I don't.
But could just have people make hundreds and hundreds of copies of these videos or something. Figure out a way to fund it.
Actually go to Google and Google up the Clinton Chronicles, and it will come up, and you can get it there.
Oh, I see. It's on Google, is it?
It's on Google.
Oh, okay. Is Clinton or Chronicles 2 on there, too?
Yes.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to write about it in our next Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter on constitutional issues, which should come out within weeks. And I'm going to push it for people to go to Google. But if you have any, Larry, that are in mothballs somewhere, we need to get them out so people can duplicate them and get them out to all their relatives and friends as fast as we can. I think without question, those two videos will cook the goose of Hitlery. And she
For those that don't have the internet is going to be the voice of decision making here.
Yeah.
Now I think,
right.
And between YouTube and Google and the other forums, there is a certainly enough people, enough videos out there. And uplinks to be able to do that. Let's take Stan in D.C. Who's this? Stan, you're on the air with Larry Nichols. Hello,
doing,
Stan.
Larry?
Jack McLam.
Jack, also say hello to Rick. And, of course, I've known Larry for a number of years. I gave away three copies of the most recent DVDs detailing the circumstances with the Clintons and the history of the whole thing. And the Clinton Chronicles also gave away one set of those. But I can tell you one thing. We definitely need to get those in the hands of a number of possibly church leaders that can show them on maybe possibly a Wednesday or a Sunday night meeting.
Right.
The whole congregation.
Very good idea.
Before the... And also, before all this fairness act stuff hits the internet, and the talk radio hosts that are telling some of the truth, not all of it, but some of it, bits and pieces here, but knowing Larry for the period of time and the service he's done to his country, and is just beyond belief. Sheriff Joe Aprio is another one I think of as being a patriot. Mm-hmm. I'm not here just to talk people up. I just want people to know that there are a few out there left, and there are some that know enough that can share with us what we have the opportunity yet time to do with. And that's about all I can really say.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, Jack, there is something, you being in law enforcement, I would like to ask you.
Okay.
Is there a statute of limitation on murder?
No. No, there's not. And we've got
there is a case that by that standard is still very much open.
Okay. I'd like to hear about that one because I'd like to push it, you know.
Well, it's called the death of Vince Foster.
Oh, Vince Foster, yes. Yes, I'm very much aware of it.
Uh-huh. And as you know,
yeah.
And as you and I will talk, and Rick, we would like to get you involved, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon now, that's an issue that needs to be revisited.
That's true. Very true. Yeah.
Because there are certain things there that have yet to come out, period.
Very well. That's worth pursuing, definitely. We need to. Thanks, Dan, for the call. We'll be back with Mike in New York as the program continues in the next segment. I'm Rick Adams.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. youth. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Oh, boy. Time has a way of flying by, doesn't it, huh, gentlemen? And, you know, there's so much we just don't have time to get into tonight. But, Larry, I will invite you back soon and Jack to come back and be able to continue to do this. We have time for just one more call, I'm afraid. And let me see if we can get him in. And that's, let's see, Mike in New York. Hello, Mike.
Good evening, Rick. Rick?
Yes, sir, Mike.
Hey, good evening, Rick. Larry, Jack. Larry, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was wondering what your take is on Vince Foster. Was he bumped off, and if so, what might the reason have been?
Well, I cannot, again, under the prerequisite I always try to put out, I can't say what I can't prove in a court of law, but I can tell you this. He did not die in Fort Marthy, or they said he did.
Okay, why was there a need to move the body to Fort Marthy Park?
Well, because he was at a cat house.
Oh, jeez.
That was rented and leased.
Okay.
By Larry Wallace and Vince Foster. It was owned by the old senator from Louisiana.
Mm.
And you could stand on the back porch of the house and throw a rock 100 yards and literally hit the berm. But the reason they had to move it is they had to get the body under the protection of the park police.
Okay.
Now, Jack will tell you, the park police, their job for years and years and years and years and years has been to protect the congressmen and the senators and the VIPs.
Mm. Very true, yes.
And so by getting that body to Fort Marcy, they were able to put it provisionally under the Fort Marcy Park Police. Now, I do have, and I have released, the actual notice given by the Park Police. Jack, I think you've got a copy of it that I sent you. If you don't, I'll send you another.
It's been a long time, brother. I'd like to have another copy if you think about it.
You've had, where they were notified by the park police, where they notified the Secret Service of finding Vince Foster. What's interesting about that actual real document
is they
state in the document that the body of Vince Foster was found in his car in the parking lot at Fort... my mind just went blank. Fort Marcy Park.
Yeah.
And they went so far as to say a .38 caliber revolver was found in the car with him. Now, when you add that to the actual coroner's report that showed he walked 200 yards in 90-degree temperature on a dirt trail...
Jeez.
200 yards.
Mm.
Yet there was not one microscopic speck of dust on his shoes or socks or his pants legs anywhere.
Mm.
Now, Jack, you've investigated a lot of murder cases. That's a pretty good stunt, isn't it?
That's very interesting. Well, also, some of the first people on the scene said there was not a gun beside the body laying there in Fort Marcy Park. And when the FBI got there, all of a sudden a gun appeared beside his body. So that's pretty unusual also.
Yeah,
There's a lot of problems with that.
The whole so-called investigation left much to be desired, didn't it?
Yeah, now there's one other little thing just for historical interest. The actual coroner that they brought out of retirement do the autopsy on Vince Foster. Brought him out of retirement.